Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is August the 10th, 2017, as we continue our growth series for the month of August. As we close out this year, 2017 strong, we're here to assist small businesses to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. It's going to be a great show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really super excited about everything that we're doing in reference to building your network, online presence, branding your business or your brand name, and also e-commerce sites, making sure that you're doing online orders like clockwork. As we begin to see the shift in the trends to date, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about your customer base, building that up. Regardless if you have business partners, if you're in a network marketing company, or if you have your own small business, your focus and goal should be your customer base. No matter which way you turn, you always got to look at the people. Again, it's all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. We're talking about the five P's of marketing. So if you're talking about the people, let's look at how can you build an extensive network working with people within your community. You notice that the demographics retailers do and all the big companies do, they always gear based on the income level of that community or area where they're doing business. Your focus and goal should be always these three things is what people want, need, and can afford. If you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be successful in your business. So the focus and goal today, ladies and gentlemen, is to make sure that you're having your product in a great price point and making sure that you reach the masses by marketing campaigns that you put together on a regular, weekly, daily basis. And ladies and gentlemen, you also have to make sure that you are compensating yourself along with what you do and that you put cash reserves up to build your business. If you're not putting up cash reserves, ladies and gentlemen, in your business, no matter the percentage amount that you need to start off with, especially if you're an up-and-coming startup business, you got to start focusing on percentaging, setting aside monies for operational purposes, marketing purposes, your business plan that you've put together. What is your revenue stream monthly, weekly, or how often you're looking to generate the revenue? And what is your goal for the rest of this year, 2017? So all of these things, ladies and gentlemen, can bombard you if you don't take the time to structure yourself and make sure that you have all your I's dotted, T's crossed, on referencing to how you function and run your business. Just like the assembly line in manufacturing, whether we're making products, we always want to make sure you have a team of people that's going to help you assemble it together. So customers, family, friends, and people you just meet, you want to make sure you have your marketing face and campaign on regularly, sharing the information and making sure on social media, if you are there, that it's professional enough to get them in to start looking at what it is you do. You got to stay focused, ladies and gentlemen, following one course until successful, so that way you can begin to generate the revenue that you want to generate each and every week, each and every month, and throughout the year. Now that we're working into these quarters of the year, every 90 days, ladies and gentlemen, you should have what it takes to run your business successfully or effectively by making sure that you have structure in place, making sure that you have the products that you're doing. If you're a product business, even if you're just a service business, my suggestion to service companies is to also add to your repertoire, just besides providing a service, is also adding products to your mix so that way you can have a win-win across the board, meaning that you have an extra stream of income coming into you on a regular basis. So when the service business comes into play, you also want to have products that coincide or assist that service so that way you can be a one-stop shop. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, becoming a one-stop shop so that way people can come to you in reference to what it is you do on a regular, consistent basis. So that way they can know that you're the expert and that you have what they need, want, and can afford. And by satisfying these things, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace, that's what it's all about, you can generate a mass structure for your company so that way you can have monies or residual income coming into you. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. What are you doing today that's creating a residual income for you? What are you doing today that's going to add some extra streams of income coming into you regularly? As we begin to see the shift in business today, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about the internet. It's all about marketing campaigns. It's all about e-commerce. Whether you are a reseller on Amazon, eBay, or you have your own e-commerce website, your focus is to make sure you're generating enough revenue to sustain your business on a regular basis. The products that you create or make or assign or align yourself with on a cooperative level, you want to make sure that you're doing it on a co-op basis. And co-oping, ladies and gentlemen, is the key. And this is where it's going to begin to really meet the rubber, hit the road on this level, where you begin to see exactly how I'm going to build this business, utilizing my core, and also adding to that core what we call assistance angles so that way we can continue to generate the things that we need and making sure that we're financially being smart about it and making sure that we're capitalizing on the marketplace as big as much as possible so that way you don't have to worry about the management or micromanaging of your company. You shouldn't have to do all of that. You should have key people in place as you build your team, because teamwork do make the dream work, and together everyone achieves more. You want to make sure you have the right people who are on your level and above who can also visualize and see where you want to go and help you get there. It's a win-win, ladies and gentlemen. You have to create this scenario. You have to have a win-win situation throughout no matter what it is you do. If you do not have a win-win across the board, then guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You won't have the success that you're looking for. It always remember the utilizing the win formula, what's important now. If you utilize that and you stay focused there and you're making sure that you get the products out in the marketplace on a timely fashion and that you're doing whatever it takes, ladies and gentlemen, to grow your business, and it's all about growth, ladies and gentlemen. And if you continue to stay focused on growth, you will win and you will obtain the level that you want. But you have to be persistent and consistent, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot be in and out, wishy-washy, up and down. Your content on your website has to be consistent, as well as your marketing campaigns that you put together and the content in the marketing mix that you put together for you yourself. So you want to make sure everything is across the board consistent. Your contact information. If you have a website and you don't have it interactive today, you're losing out on revenue. Keep it real there. If you don't have an interactive website where people can connect with you or send you requests right now, you are losing money. So you don't want to do that. You want to update the website to the level where it's interactive. If you go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net, you'll begin to see that it is easy for people to leave or schedule an appointment with me. And guess what? It also sends it to my email and also to my phone while I'm on the go. So I can capitalize that immediate response right away. And guess what? It also helps them to know that you are here to assist them in their requests and that you're here to help them whatever they're looking for. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about satisfying three things: what people want, need, and can afford. And not only that, ladies and gentlemen, marketing campaigns that you do regularly will help your company grow exponentially. But you understand, when you're talking about building a business today, you have to maintain and manage that business. Even if you're working another job, and also you're building your dream, you want to make sure you take the necessary steps to organize it in a way to where it's only 7 days in a week. So if you organize your week by promoting your campaigns, setting revenue to the side to market, and also doing on social media, updating the website where it's necessary, check those out, and guarantee you, you'll begin to see some additional growth, some movements in the momentum, building up the momentum in your company. And that's what it's really all about, ladies and gentlemen. Are you building momentum in your business? Do you have it? If you don't have it, you need to have it. And we need to make sure that we're doing everything possible to assist everyone who seeks out what they're looking for, product or service-wise, from your company. And so if you want to look at the revenue mix and building up in your community, you have to be above and beyond what your competitors are doing, what others are doing currently right now today. Being innovative and creative and making sure that you stand stern on what you are promising to your customers on a regular basis, and that you give great customer service. And again, you want to greet, relate, you want to educate, you want to ask, and you want to thank them on a regular basis. And you want to basically utilize that formula of great experience that you want to give to each person that you interact with on a regular basis. Your team, as well as your customers, who's going to make it and break it for you based on how you reply to them and by you interacting with them. It's, as I said, it's interactive marketing. Just like anything else, ladies and gentlemen, that's changing the marketplace, we have to be prepared and we have to be willing to do whatever it takes to win. Not quitting, having that winning spirit, believing in ourselves, utilizing our gifts and talents for the betterment of mankind, to assist and help them on a regular, consistent basis. People helping people, using that PHP effect. The people helping people. If we do this consistently, we will grow. We will be on the next level that's coming up to be on that side where we can say we've done enough, we've done a lot to help as many people as we can. Within your community, though, start where you are. And then you want to broaden and expand your business outside of the community, out of the city and state where you reside in, to basically go on national and then after that, international. But let's stay local first. Grow your local market. Then you can grow your national market. And then you can grow your international market. Three levels. You notice everything is done in threes. So every quarter, you want to definitely keep up with the marketing campaigns you run, reviewing it after every 90 days, and making sure that you have the ins and outs and what it takes to get to the next level. You have to tweak your business. You have to relaunch your business sometimes too. So making sure that if it didn't work that way, let's relaunch it and start another way. That is the cool part as a business owner or as an entrepreneur, that if something doesn't work out the first while, guess what? You have multiple rounds to renew. As long as you're keeping the core value of what it is you believe in and what you're about, and it's in part of who you are as a personality effect, then guess what? People will continue to draw to you. But you have to start renewing that faith within yourself to know that you have what it takes to grow your business. And once you do that, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to begin to see revenue like never before. But you have to take the initial steps. You have to do whatever it takes, and you have to not quit, and you have to stay focused. You're only 3 feet from gold. Making sure that you're doing whatever it takes to get to the next level. And, of course, here at GTE Professional Network Radio, we're here to assist you by giving you the tools and tips to assist you to make sure that you're staying keen focused on what it is you do. We have special guests on the show. We've had previous guests on our show. We want to thank all of them and all of those who are continually doing whatever it takes to win and utilizing the win formula, what's important now. So that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And if you haven't learned this yet, it is time for you to start focusing on things that's going to benefit your company. On a positive effect, you want to stay positive and on a keen level to make sure that you're doing whatever it takes. Getting your feedback from your guests, having your customers as runners, to share the information on basically giving them, bringing out incentives. You got a lot of opportunities here, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of tools or tricks to the trade, tips to the trade that's going to help you build your brand successfully. And that's what it's all about. So whoever you're co-oping with and you're building your network, making sure that your network is where it's at. Just like AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, all these phone carriers, they have a network. What part of the network do you want to be a part of that's winning? Who do you see out there that's going to be on the level? What is your network looking like in your community? What are people saying about your company? What are people saying about you? These are the things, ladies and gentlemen, you want to make sure you're out there the right way. Again, structure. It's all about structure. And staying on the prime directive and making sure that you're meeting the needs, what people want, and what people can afford matrix. And as long as you do that, ladies and gentlemen, you won't have any problem with your business growing successfully. And again, you become a champion of your area, your community, your town, where you are. And to be a champion, you have to do what it takes, not giving up, having that determining factor or that definiteness of purpose to making sure that you're doing whatever it takes to win. And helping others as you help yourself. Building it up as you build others, you build you. And that's what it's really all about, building others to build you. And you focus on that, you will begin to grow like never before. I'm really excited for everyone who tunes into this show each and every time we're on. This is our Thursday edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. As we continue to share tools and tips this month, August the 10th, 2017, we want to make sure that you continue on your growth series, on your growth journey, closing out this year strong and moving on to the next year, 2018. What is it going to look like for your company, your business, your brand? How are you growing it? How many people are you interacting with? Are you staying healthy on a level of marketing campaigns? Personally, physically, mentally, and socially. What areas do you need help in? Do you have great salespeople amongst you? Do you know how to put together great marketing campaigns? How is your website looking? And if you're not adding products to your mix, if you're just a service business, my suggestion to everyone is start doing products that's coinciding to what it is you do on the service side. Becoming a one-stop shop, multiple streams of income coming into you on a regular basis. So these are the things that you want to be focusing on. These are the things you want to stay on top of. And again, as you help enough people get what they want, you're going to automatically get what you want, but you got to help enough people. So I'm super excited again, ladies and gentlemen, for all of the opportunities that we've been able to share here. I'm thankful for everyone who tunes in to GTE Pro Network Radio for the past years that we've been on the air now. And we started in 2012. Here it is, 2017. 5 years, ladies and gentlemen, have gone by. 5 years. In 5 years, if you've been in business for this period of time, where are you at right now? And where do you want to go, and what do you need to be doing? Let's look at another 5 years. What if it took another 5 years? Regardless of how long it took, when you get there, Now you can begin to say, I can help as many now as I can. Who else do you want to bring with you? And how many people have you helped so far this year? So keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about how you begin a thing. It's how you end a thing. Your name, your brand, your business, your company, product and service that you're providing in the marketplace matters. And you want to continue to keep that focus and keep that drive. That's what it's really all about. Be driven. Headstrong, making sure that you're doing everything you can to build your network successfully. And reaching out to people, not just locally, but nationally. Your website, if it's interactive, you can bring in additional revenue for yourself by bringing in and helping and making sure that you can reach out to other people in other cities and states. So you got the opportunity right in front of your fingertips. You just got to put it together. What is your business plan looking like? Have you renewed it? Have you updated it? What about the marketing campaigns? Have you renewed it? Have you updated it? And what is your core value? What is your common denominator? What do you want to generate each month for your company? What do you need to get to the next level? Probing questions, ladies and gentlemen, that you want to ask yourself so you can make sure you're on track. This is the 8th month of the year. September will be right around the corner. What are we doing to get to the next level? We only have 90 days left after this month. Third quarter will be over. September will be here. And we'll be in the final stages of this year. So look at that, review that, and let us know how we can help you. We're here to assist you on any level that you need at GTE Professional Network Radio. You can always check out our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And you can always call into the show. Again, our call-in number is area code 909-202-8717. And you can always go into our email and you can leave us a comment there. Or if you have any questions, you go to the website and answer anything and ask any questions there. We can assist you from further. Again, you want to make sure you want to build your brand successfully by doing the following things that you need to do to, one, structure your business, two, making sure you have your business plan, marketing plan intact, and three, your website, making sure that's interactive enough, and then continue to add additional revenue streams to your business by putting together product-based information toward your company so that way you can grow additional revenue there. Service is one thing. Products is another. But what if you had both? What would you do? How would you run it? And what are you selling on the internet? What is your website looking like? What is the website for? It's your marketing piece that you utilize to grow your business. Others will check you out. Others will look at you to see just how professional you are. And again, you have to have a win-win scenario for everyone. If it's not on a win-win level, you will not be successful. So make sure you stay focused there, keep your chin up, and let's continue to grow no matter what. As we always say, we're going to close out this show. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure, well, it's a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And until then, ladies and gentlemen, keep building your business and keep building the dream.